So what I want to talk through is what's going on around the local health and care record exemplars, but also really importantly that this is, for me, a fundamental change in the way that we're looking to work with localities. And working with localities is the whole emphasis here. This is a set of peer conversations where we as local, regional and national organisations need to come together. So I'm going to cover off three things, and I want to make sure I've got enough time for questions as well. Primarily the why, the what, and then what are the opportunities. So we're already aware that there's a number of local information sharing initiatives that are going on across the country, and I think the fact that there's such a large number and that these have happened organically and have been undertaken locally demonstrates the value of these in themselves in any case. This hasn't required central funding. This is good ideas that localities, professionals, informatics colleagues have come together on to say we need to do this. There's clear benefit around it. And actually, as part of that, that is ever increasing. At the same time, we do need to recognise that these have kind of happened in isolation and that we do need to think about, as we're going forward, how do we ensure that what we don't do is end up creating more burden for professionals and patients, and actually working on how we link these different care records together. I thought it'd be helpful to include some of the examples, and I think that's another key part that I want to talk about is how do we start hailing the successes of these local information sharing initiatives? How do we start moving these from a technology conversation into actually what does this mean in terms of frontline benefit? What does this mean in terms of improvement of quality to patient and population outcomes? And so this is a piece of work that East London have been doing around actually where does the benefit lie around information sharing? How can you create that narrative around as a GP, this is what it means in terms of being able to see the lab results as an acute physician, this is what it means in terms of being able to access the outpatient clinic letters. And so more and more, I think there's a need for us collectively to start articulating those benefits. And that, I think, will just help build momentum ongoing. So where are we? So we still are in an unfortunate world where we don't have the right information at the right place at the right time. We're clearly making strides around that. But what we need to do is work together as to how we do this in a coherent and collaborative manner. If we continue with where we're going at the moment, there is a risk, as I said, around more and more information sharing initiatives, more and more overlapping of those, and actually it ends up being more spaghetti than it was when we started off with. So how do we collectively build on that momentum but do it in a way that is aligned? We're already seeing, as I said, key benefits that are coming from information sharing initiatives. So part of the work that we did through NHS England with a set of localities was actually start doing that benefits realisation work, the case studies around information sharing, as much so that other colleagues could utilise that and use that as part of their engagement. So already seeing the benefits in Hampshire around reduction in terms of decision to admit, the benefits in Cheshire around same-day discharges. There's clearly work that I know colleagues in the regions here are already doing upon that as well, and we're really keen that we share that out as much as possible. However, there is then another area that we need to start joining up, and this is where kind of historically work around information sharing has kind of happened over here, work around population health has happened somewhere else, work around patient enablement has happened somewhere else, and actually, again, how do we start investing in a sustainable manner and in a manner that best use that data for a number of different purposes? And so really looking to how do we build upon those information sharing initiatives, but then utilise that near real-time rich clinical data with the appropriate IG controls around it to then be able to start influencing the sort of analytics that I need to do, understanding what the population trends are, understanding the types of services that we need to commission. And this very much resonates with some of the work that was done in conjunction with the service around how do we start moving to a place where we're looking to support integrated care organisations, how do we start using information both for individual care but also to support better insight into the populations, and then, as David was alluding to, how you can then also utilise that same data for research and impact of clinical trials. So in terms of the approach that we're looking to take through the exemplars and again, what we've purposely not tried to do is start from scratch, but build upon some of the really great work in terms of the Connecting Health Cities work, the Fire Institute, building upon insight from what's happened across other countries, but also what's worked at a more local level. And really, in terms of information sharing, I cannot underplay the first bullet around public and professional trust. Information sharing is not a technology concept. This is fundamentally about how do we engender that trust within the populations that we're trying to serve, within the professionals that we're trying to serve, and do this in a way that is sustainable. At the same time, we've done work with the HSNs around actually how do you look to do this at a sustainable enough scale so that actually we're not creating the situation, which does unfortunately exist, where you have two shared records within 3 miles of each other, for example. Actually, how do you do this where you're looking to do it at a scale that supports the majority of patient flows? Also, and I think this is where we're keen to work with the regions and localities, how do we support and enable that transparency in terms of how we're using information? I think there's lots of really good work that's been done around patient engagement up front around whether it's the Leeds Care Record, the Great North Care Record, but actually how do you do that in an ongoing manner so you end up in a situation of no surprises? And I think that's where we're purposely looking to take some of the lessons from previous initiatives, be it care.data and so forth, but actually how do we turn this on its head around that upfront and ongoing transparency in terms of what we're doing collectively as a set of organisations. Fundamentally, again, this is about local leadership. This is not about which technical stack I have, but actually do I have those relationships in place around the SDPs, the ACOs and the HSNs that means that actually I've got the right commitment not only to start off but to really see this through and to be able to do this in a way that's flexible and agile. So the data and the information that's needed around the populations in the north, in Greater Manchester, will clearly be different from the data and the insight needed around the populations in Guildford. How do we start doing this in a way that is pertinent and tied to the populations we're trying to serve? Hence that kind of heuristic of the 2 to 5 million. And again, just to be really clear on that, that's purely a heuristic. The most important bit is, have you got the local leadership in place? Do you understand what population you're trying to serve? Have you got the population and public engagement in place in that? At the same time, and I assume most people are already aware, but just to re-emphasise the point, this is not just a health-only thing. So this has to be across health and social care, and hence the work we're doing is in conjunction with the local government organisation association, and the fact that clearly this is about understanding how we help integrate between health and social care, but also when we start looking around population outcomes, that the majority of influences are outside of health. It's actually the wider determinants of health that will determine an impact upon someone's health. So building that right in from the start and ensuring that with the localities that we're working with, that engagement with social care organisations is fundamental and built in. Clearly, we need to be really clear what we mean by that. This isn't that people who are managing your bins or your council tax suddenly know your health information. This is about people in care homes who are trying to provide additional support around care planning and care coordination that still fundamentally need to be able to access that information. And again, this is not about trying to start from scratch. So here are a couple of examples around the work that's going on in Northwest London, Northeast London. There's a number of examples across the country as well, be it in Oxford, be it in Manchester and other areas as well, around not only being able to use data and information to support an individual on their care pathway, so this is the diabetes radar they use around all the steps within the pathway, but at the same time then being able to use that information in a depersonalised manner to understand across my CCGs actually what's the performance of the populations that we have who have diabetes and actually what are the trends and the interventions that we need to make. Do we need more podiatry services? Do we need a reconfiguration of how we're providing diabetes management in the community? You're right. So in terms of the... Can someone get a glass of water? Yeah. It's a snow, that's what it is. So that was a very quick prelude around the why. I was keen to then get onto the what. So in terms of what we are looking to do through the Local Health and Care Record Exemplars programme is very much build upon the learning that, and the insight that we have from academia and others, so be it the citizens, juries and so forth, as to how you best can look to do this. But again, this is ultimately a locally led programme. We are not dictating how you do public and patient engagement. Actually, it's the other way around. It's what has worked in terms of public and patient engagement and how can we look to harness that and share that across any information sharing initiative that's going on. So, for example, the work that Joe McDonald's done in Newcastle around patient public engagement, the work they've done down in Hampshire around the engagement piece again, but starting off from the point of this is about public and patient engagement. Also then in terms of benefits realisation and being really clear as to what sort of benefits can you get from this, how does it enable service transformation? But for me, very much, and this is why I'm genuinely really excited about it, is this is a coordination programme. This is how do we work together as a set of national, local leading organisations together that allows us to understand what works, what standards we need to operate against, and also enabling that interoperation between the various different initiatives. Because fundamentally, we need to ensure that actually for patients and professionals, that this is creating less burden and not more burden. So in terms of the what, and again, this is probably a fundamental point coming out, is we need to be moving away from the traditional paradigm of, well, I'll just send a few PDF documents around. If we're generally going to start being able to get insight into the care pathways that we're trying to support, to be able to get insight into trying to do some of the analytics, to be able to allow SMEs to be able to build apps on the top of these bits of data and so forth, to move away from traditional document exchange to actually creating a normalised data, a data layer with a set of IG controls around it that allows you to access in near real time the data that is there around the patient. Clearly, we recognise that where point of care systems are at is very varied. I'd love to say that we're in a place where we have beautifully defined APIs across the entire service, but we don't. But actually, this is about how do you start getting on that journey? How do you get the data out from point of care systems to be able to do that work around improving the data quality and then allowing you to start doing that care coordination, that analytics, but also allowing wider SMEs to be able to utilise that? So fundamentally around the local longitudinal care record. Secondly, then, how do you start using that information with really strong and appropriate IG controls in a depersonalised manner to start doing your insights, to start being able to do the analysis, to start understanding what services you're trying to commission, to start understanding the impact of those services. And then thirdly, and as importantly, to ensure that the work that we're doing across the exemplars means that they are interoperable. They are operating to a common set of standards. As patients move across boundaries and organisations, which they naturally will, that actually this means that the information can be accessed to support those. And this is where, again, that collaboration between national and local organisations is going to be so fundamental in that. So in terms of what we're looking for then is ultimately the ability for health and care professionals to be able to access key information from for about that patient from that longitudinal record, the ability to support population health management through the use of that in a depersonalised manner, enabling a wider app ecosystem to support and enable citizens to be able to access and utilise that data, and also in terms of the opportunities there around the digital innovation hubs, around the use of that depersonalised data or identifiable data where they've got the appropriate controls in place to be able to link in and make that available for the digital innovation hubs. But fundamentally, the starting point has to be the ability to support an individual's care on their care pathway. And that is no mean feat in any case. So that's why we're really, really emphasising that point around creating that local longitudinal record. So in terms of big picture, in effect what we're saying is there's a set of exemplars that we'll look to establish, build upon mature organisations, work with them on defining what the interoperability standards needs to be so that they can interoperate, and also enabling continued use of information at a national level, like some NHS Digital in terms of baselining and reporting, but at the same time enabling those localities to be able to use that information in a depersonalised manner to be able to support their local population health management. Clearly then what this does is this provides that data layer that enables, be it app ecosystems, be it innovation hubs and others, to be able to utilise and access that data within the appropriate IG controls. One very brief slide around IG, and again, this is just important, I think, again, to demystify anything. What we are saying here is that in the exemplars, there's going to be identifiable data that is used for individual care, but beyond that, all data will be depersonalised for population health management. And again, that's just really important in terms of the transparency of how we're going about this and the transparency of what this means for patients and professionals in terms of the utilisation of that data. Clearly, when it comes to research, there's a number of legal bases, there's a number of approaches around getting people involved in trials and so forth, which again need to be enabled, but again ensuring that we've got the right controls around this. One of the key things that we want to make sure as part of the Exemplar programme is that we really emphasise the information governance approach up front and right through it. And that doesn't mean that we make it a barrier, but what it means is that it allows us locally and nationally to influence what makes sense and what is practical. And so we've already had these discussions with the National Data Guardian around getting them involved as we progress the initiative in terms of getting their support and review around proposals that come forward. I think ultimately what it will help is to dispel a number of myths around information governance and also help localities to demonstrate how you practically can implement it. And again, building upon some of the work that's already happened, so the work around the IG framework and so forth in Merseyside. So last couple of slides. So in terms of what we're doing, looking to select 5 mature exemplar communities to create a normalised longitudinal care record. And what I mean mature, it's really important on this is mature as much around the professional and public engagement and how it aligns to local transformation plans as it is about the tech stack. You can have a beautiful tech stack, but if it's not aligned to transformation plans and you've had enough public engagement, that's going to carry on being a beautiful tech stack that's going to go nowhere. So fundamentally, it's around the aspects of public engagement and transformation alignment. Very much around co-designing, and this is also really important that this is not just about the exemplars, but because there's so many information sharing initiatives that are already going on, how do we engage with that wider set of information sharing initiatives around what's good, the sort of assets that are created around, be it the information sharing agreements, how you do public engagement, the technology approaches, the standards, to be able to enable that blueprinting to happen with that wider set of information sharing initiatives and stakeholders. So this isn't just the exemplars, but the service as a whole. And yes, as part of becoming exemplars and to ensure that interoperation, there will be a set of expectations that we will be working with the exemplars on around implementing key interoperability standards, around ensuring that they can link up together, around ensuring that there's a common IG framework that we're operating under. But at the same time, a set of things that we're trying to provide to the exemplar, so around de-identification and a local tool that we developed to support localities so that you can access your own data locally in a de-identified manner. You don't have to wait for it to go up nationally and then wait a significant period for it to come back down to access your own data. That's just for yourselves to have as a reference. So there is work that's gone on around what do each of these exemplars look like under the hood? What does the technology piece look like? And also the commercial framework. And we're really keen to make sure that we tied this in up front. So actually, as part of taking for the exemplars, what's the associated commercial framework that allows localities, SMEs and others to be able to call off and procure particular capabilities and assets that enable those to be brought forward? So the health system supplier framework that you hopefully be aware of is in effect that commercial framework, and purposely as part of that we've aligned all the capabilities that we expect as part of the exemplars into that framework so that localities can then go and call that off. So hopefully I'm going to pause there. I have no idea how long I've taken, but I'm happy to take any questions if I've got any time.